Welcome to the Banner of Truth broadcast. The following program of inspiration is brought to you by the Free Reformed Churches of North America. You can find one or more Free Reformed Churches in this station's listening area. And now, the Banner of Truth with Pastor Hans Overdoon, the minister of the Calgary Free Reformed Church.
Dear friends, here's a strange question. What would you think about a funeral home offering for therapy services to lay in a coffin, in a closed coffin, for 15 minutes or so? To do so on occasion, just for therapeutic reasons. This is a business service offered by some funeral homes, apparently, in South Korea, a country which sadly also has one of the highest suicide rates in the world. Imagine how you, being in a coffin, just laying there, thinking about life, might really cause you to consider your priorities, and to change your priorities and avoid more regrets, etc. By laying in a coffin for a while and just thinking through your life and what is the focus you have had and the focus you should have, would that be a good idea? No, dear friends. It would be another sales gimmick and a trendy fad, maybe, but it wouldn't really help any one of us truly change our lives. You see, you can lay in a coffin and think through matters and determined to straighten out your life, but coming out of that coffin, you take your sinful self still with you. What we need, rather, you and I, and all people, is the living word of Almighty God to renew and strengthen and guide and guard us in God's ways, and nothing can ever replace that. It is by God's word and spirit that our lives, yours and mine, gets transformed. As we can read in Psalm 19, verse 7, the law of the Lord, meaning also the word of the Lord, from Genesis to Revelation, that law is perfect, converting the soul and making wise the simple. So it is good that now also in this radio broadcast, again we may hear God's word proclaimed to us. For today's broadcast, we have before us the last verse of Psalm 42 and of Psalm 43. The verses are the same, giving added reason for some saying the two psalms really are one psalm. The text reads, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God." Let us consider this text under the theme, a summary searching question with a splendid summary answer. What can we say about the summary searching question both these psalms give us? The psalmist is looking to God, but he has experienced many hard knocks in life, and he is speaking to himself, asking, where is God? Afflictions and trials in life can lead to real struggles and wrestlings in the faith. Where is God when you call upon him and you don't experience him answering your prayers, at least not in the way you had hoped he would? The psalmist at the time of writing these psalms was far removed from the temple worship because of trials and afflictions, and he missed that worship greatly. He was experiencing one setback after another, and he wondered, is God still there for him? When you read both Psalms 42 and 43, you can't help but detect the sadness in his life and feel with the psalmist in the challenges of life as he faces enemies around him, enemies within him, and the misunderstandings and persecutions of others against him. The psalmist feels depressed and distressed and discouraged, and he cries to God in his need, asking for his mercy and saving help. He knows for sure only God can truly bring relief and comfort and help to him in his needs. So in his agony and time of need, he makes this cry, actually three times throughout the two psalms, speaking to himself in a prayer of faith, even when nothing much seems to make sense to him anymore. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God. I wonder if you, dear friends, can possibly identify with the psalmist of Psalm 42 and 43 in this his heart cry. Maybe presently or recently you have gone through some deep ways, or you are facing daunting challenges in one way or another. Perhaps you have experienced knocks and trials that have truthfully thrown you for a loop, so to speak. You are not sure where you are at anymore. Maybe struggles with work, or with health issues, or with raising the family, or it could be tensions in marriage and family, the loss of loved ones, the growing terrorist threats, and general increasing unrest and instability in the world, the new ruling parties and leaders guiding your country and our world, or perhaps moving to another place and country even, or maybe it's a life-shattering, broken relationship in your extended family, or possibly just such a feeling of loneliness overall, or a loss of direction, maybe simply so little motivation altogether for life and living. Maybe too, spiritually speaking, you are just feeling so low and unmotivated and discontent and unhappy, not joyful, not peaceful. You find too there are so many temptations to sin that you fail to resist, and your ongoing struggles against the sinful flesh and this ungodly world and the mean devil are still so much like the year before and the year before that too, and that you are becoming weary of life. Could it be? You find too that money challenges in life are overwhelming, maybe, it being so hard not to get into debt or so hard to get out of debt, and always feeling the pressure of more bills to pay without the income to pay those bills. Sometimes, too, just a dark and often cold month of January can cause people to feel down and easily discouraged, distressed, and depressed. Oh, it could be that all this and more can have you now so identify with the psalmist of Psalm 42 and 43. It is how you feel, also at this very time. Honestly speaking, maybe, what the psalmist expresses. Could that be? Here you have a summary, searching question that describes you and your situation right now. Why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted in me? But will you notice with me here how the psalmist is also doing a very good thing in asking this question to himself or herself before the Lord? Yes, notice this. He is not letting his circumstances nor his feelings control and determine his life, or to have him turn away from God. No, but rather he is analyzing his life before the unchanging, merciful, faithful God, whose loving kindness he knows fails not, as brought out in verse 8 of Psalm 42. The psalmist says there, "Yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me, and my prayer unto the God of my life." And notice the psalmist calls God in his deep grief still, quote, "my exceeding joy," as expressed in verse 4 of Psalm 43. Oh, in both these, quote, "sadly beautiful psalms," as one called them, you can't help but notice still the faith expressed in God. O send out thy light and thy truth, let them lead me, the psalmist cries out in faith to God, in his time of need, in his time of darkness, as stated in Psalm 43, verse 3. Is this your prayer and care too, dear friends, even when you may be going through a very dark and difficult time right now? Do you find your refuge and strength looking to the Lord God of the Bible, regardless of your situation and struggles in life? The question is not now mainly, are you feeling down with the psalmist of Psalm 42 and 43, but are you trusting God as the years go by, also in and through your down times and hard times and sad times in life? Again, with this Christian gospel message over the radio, whoever you are, the Lord invites you to cast all your cares upon him. all those sins and shortcomings in your life still, and that sinful nature yet, so prone to falter and fail, bring it to God, pleading His mercy and grace. That sorrow and grief too, of loss of loved ones, or with that heavy family burden, or health trial, or financial struggle, or with your questions, what now, and what shall I do, and where do I go, what shall I pursue, which road shall I follow? Oh, bring it all to the Lord, so that as you go on in life's journey, from day to day, and week after week, you can do so with calmness of mind and heart, and with peace in your soul, and comfort and joy, regardless the future. How many people, sadly, want nothing to do with being serious and thinking soberly on life before God and eternity? And they refuse to reflect on their course of life, and the path of life, and the purpose of life being followed by them. So many tolerate life just, and it is the temporary flings and pleasures of this world that carry them through the daily routine and regular humdrum of life, without hope and with little purpose, and hardly any joy and real peace, and no future prospect. But how wonderful when instead we can be like the psalmist of Psalm 42 and 43, coming to the Lord with our questions and struggles, and asking Him for His help and direction and comfort also as the years go by. The psalmist's questions are summary, searching questions, so realistic in life's journey, which he asks before God. And from God we know He has splendid summary answers for all His questions. Indeed, don't you see this in both Psalms, even how the psalmist knew with God there was remedy to his distress, help in his discouragement, hope in his struggles, light in his darkness. Why does God's Word and the God triune of the Word, as revealed in Jesus Christ, provide splendid summary answers for us, dear friends, in all our struggles and troubles and doubts and fears and hurts and needs in life? Do you know? The answer is because God wrote His Word for us exactly out of a special care for us and our salvation. Furthermore, isn't it the historical truth and the gospel truth that besides the Word written, God triune has in the fullness of time also sent His own dear Son to this fallen, cursed world, Jesus, the Word made flesh, to serve as Savior of sinners, yes, to seek and to save sinners, and to help the needy when they cry. Around Christmas time, the Christian Church often gives special attention to the wonderful fact of Jesus' first coming to this earth when born in Bethlehem. But really, the Christian Church draws attention to this all year round. It's the great gospel truth. Why did Jesus come? Jesus came, sent of the Father and anointed of the Holy Spirit, to suffer for sin and to pay the full punishment for sin, even to the death of the cross, to do this on behalf of sinners. At the same time, Jesus came to live the perfect, sinless, righteous life, a God-obedient, God-pleasing life, all again on behalf of sinners. His life, Jesus' life, can be summarized in this simple way as the sin-atoning, God-pleasing, once-for-all sacrifice by which sinners like us, you and me, can be and may be reconciled to God and received as His dear adopted children. When you and I, by God's grace and Spirit, turn from sin and trust Christ as only Savior and Lord, God promises His forgiveness of all our sins and His love and care for us in our every need, in every way, for this life and forevermore even. With each passing day and week and year, then, when belonging to Christ by faith, you and I can leave behind each day and week and year with a clean record and face each new day and week and year with great peace and hope and joy and help, because if God is for us, who can be against us with success? No one, dear friends. And if God is with us, what can be negatively against us ultimately? Nothing at all. Are we not more than conquerors through Him that loved us? As Paul tells us, no matter what has been, or what is to come. Come what may, all is well, when God is our refuge and strength, when He is your and my hope and salvation. And again, doesn't the psalmist of Psalm 42 and 43 confess this reality in both psalms, saying to himself, "Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God." The word for health in the phrase "health of my countenance" refers literally to salvation. Our health, yours and mine, is his salvation for us, as revealed in Christ the Savior. The Savior God cares for his people in their every need, in soul and body, in life and death, for now and forevermore. And with the Lord is such fullness of salvation that there isn't a need or care or burden or trouble or sorrow or grief or sin or evil that the gracious and almighty one true God can't and won't provide remedy for and in, even as you and I call upon the Lord for his mercy and help. Endless resources of mercy and saving help and power, yes, are freely offered and granted to us in and through Christ Jesus, the crucified and risen Redeemer. That is the absolute gospel truth based on God's word that still holds also in our 21st century world. Are you someone now who especially needs to hear this gospel or to be reminded of this precious gospel reality? True forgiveness of sins, real comfort in sorrow, almighty encouragement in distress, light in darkness, peace in turmoil, calm in storms, help in trouble, love in loneliness, hope in despair, deliverance in temptation, escape from Satan, life in death, growth in grief, and grace and glory in trial and tribulation, all comes from him, our Savior God, as revealed in Christ Jesus and his gospel word. As stated in Psalm 147 verse 3 and 11, about the one true God and only Savior of sinners for all the world, listen, he heals the broken in heart and binds up their wounds. The Lord takes pleasure in them that fear, that is, that reverence him, in those that hope in his mercy. Oh, this is the truth, the gospel of Jesus Christ. And how good to realize in this regard what Jesus himself all suffered and endured as sin-bearer and Savior, so to minister to us so great salvation in all our needs, in all our lifetime. A good way to think of Jesus' sufferings and trials that he endured when here on earth is to reflect on it how Psalm 42 and 43 really describe also Jesus' own life when here on earth. Oh, how he was assaulted by enemies outside of him, including those of his own family and covenant people. How Jesus was taunted and scoffed and mocked and kept from the presence of his Father as sin-bearer, especially also on the cross of Golgotha. Who can describe all he went through to obtain salvation for undeserving sinners like us, you and me? While Jesus himself was without sin, yet on him was laid the iniquities of his elect people, and Jesus had to pay the full eternal punishment for all that sin and sinfulness. We can feel pity for the human psalmist of Psalm 42 and 43. But what about the Savior of sinners, even as he bled and died on the cross of Calvary, sinners to save? How true what someone wrote in poem about Jesus' sufferings. Listen, "Blessed Jesus, in your sorrow, friends and kindred passed you by. You alone could never borrow the support of sympathy. When your human heart was bursting, when your parched lips were thirsting, when encompassed with the foe, mocking at your bitter woe, you who had a heart for all, drank alone your cup of gall." How true, though unfathomable, this all is. When the psalmist speaks of, in Psalm 42 verse 7b, about "all thy waves and billows are gone over me," how this was true ultimately and climactically for Christ, the Savior of sinners, when he, as the just for the unjust, gave himself for to reconcile sinners like us to God. And surely, dear friends, this all calls for us, when confessing Christians, to be so thankful to the Lord for the inexpressible gift of his Son, come to seek and to save sinners like us, you and me. Can we ever thank the Lord as is his due, for the true gospel of Christ, the crucified and risen Savior, by whom and in whom, for all repenting of sin and trusting and following him, there is found for us, even as such undeserving sinners as ourselves, yet such boundless fullness of salvation for body and soul, for this life and the eternal life to come. Oh, what a gospel! And to the fact that though we still so often falter and fail, yet the Lord's compassions fail not, and his mercies endure forever. And Jesus, Savior, and his gospel word remains the same, yesterday, today, and forevermore. What a rock of salvation God's people have, trusting and following the Lord and his gospel word, in all the ups and downs in life, through thick and thin as the years go by. What can help us now, really, with hope and resolve, with joy and zeal for God and good, except by time and again coming to God, the God of the Bible, with the psalmist's summary searching question and his splendid summary answer. Hoping in God, you and I shall not be put to shame, and what reasons there are for us to praise and magnify his name. As one person wrote about heart troubles and trials and struggles in this life, such is, he said, quote, the commonest thing in the world. No rank or class or condition is exempt from it. No bars or bolts or locks can keep it out, partly from inward causes and partly from outward causes, partly from the body and partly from the mind, partly from what we love and partly from what we fear. The journey of life is full of trouble. Even the best of Christians have many bitter cups to drink between grace and glory. Even the holiest saints find the world a valley of tears. Faith in the Lord Jesus is the only sure medicine for troubled hearts. To believe more thoroughly, trust more entirely, rest more unreservedly, lay hold more firmly, lean back more completely, this is the prescription which our Master urges on the attention of all his disciples. This is the way of true remedy and comfort, living in this vale of tears still here on this earth. Even so, let me ask you, as you hear this radio message now, will you so look to the Lord and lean on him as revealed in Christ and his word, as you travel on in life's brief journey, heading on into a never-ending eternity after this life here on earth? Will you this day praise the Lord for his faithfulness, grace and truth, love and care, and saving mercy and help shown to you thus far also in your life, made known to you also in the gospel of Jesus Christ? And will you pray to move on, as God grants you more time still here on earth, to move on, ever staying with God and his word, and loving and serving him more than ever before even? What can lead to true and lasting reformation and transformation of life in love to God and love to our neighbor as the gospel word itself? What can result in resolutions for good in life that lasts and become more and more realized in life even here and now? Oh, it is the gospel word of the love of God for us and with us in and through Christ Jesus, the Savior of sinners, and trusting and following after him. Dear friends, if you are someone hearing this message and must confess you do not yet know Jesus Christ as your only Savior and Lord, oh, this broadcast, I'm privileged in his name to call you to him, to come to him. Surely you know about sorrows and struggles in life too, and situations that seem so impossible. Certainly you know too about being guilty of sin and being a sinner in your life as well. Without Jesus as Savior, there's no real answer to all life's challenges, no true deliverance for you from sin, from Satan, from death, and from hell, no solution to all the miseries in this life. No. And without Christ as your Savior, then all the miseries and troubles here and now in this sin-cursed world are all but a dismal foretaste of the eternal misery to come in the life hereafter. But with Jesus having come as Savior, you see, Jesus, the very Messiah God that the psalmist of Psalm 42 and 43 also look to, oh, what hope and help there is for us even for the vilest and most guilty sinner there ever could be. Paul the Apostle writes in 1 Timothy 1 verse 15, "This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners." So in Jesus' name, even now I invite you and call you and urge you to come to Jesus in and with all your sin and misery and find full salvation and remedy with Him. God delights in mercy in and through Christ, and He will cast out none who come to Him asking for His mercy and grace. Come to Jesus, then, won't you, confessing your sins and sinfulness, and you will find full and free salvation from the guilt and bondage and punishment of sin. Oh, let no one now not hear the Savior's earnest, loving gospel call right now. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise Him who is the health of my countenance and my God. Oh, what a summary searching question with a splendid summary answer. Do you agree with me on this, dear friends? Then you will agree too, surely, that much more effectual than lying in a coffin for 10 to 15 minutes for therapy, so to speak, much more effectual is hearing the Word of God. Also, this text now and this message based on this text from Psalm 42 and 43. The true Christian may testify, I know one day I will die and I will lie in a coffin as a corpse, but Christ has been in the grave ahead of me and He has transformed life, death and eternity for a sinner like me, giving reason to go on my way, rejoicing in soul and body for so great a Savior, whatever each day and week and year may bring. Oh, the Christian faith and gospel, you see, is just so wonderfully positive good news for all who have ears to hear. So let me end this sermon quoting Paul's words in Romans 15, verse 13. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost, blessing His word. Yes, in Jesus' name. Amen. Dear friends, this radio broadcast is not meant as a substitute for worshiping in a faithful Bible-believing church. If you are not currently worshiping in such a church, you are most welcome to come to our services. To learn about the Free Reformed churches in your area, check our website at www.frcna.org. Again, www.frcna.org. If you have been blessed by this message, or you would like a free copy of today's broadcast, you can write to The Banner of Truth, 680 Brook Park Drive, Southwest, Calgary, Alberta, T2W2R1. That's The Banner of Truth, 680 Brook Park Drive, Southwest, Calgary, Alberta, T2W2R1. We are always glad to hear from our listeners. And now, until next week, the Lord be with you all.
For more information about the Banner of Truth and the Free Reformed Churches of North America, visit our website at www.frcna.org. These radio messages are also being posted on the internet and can be downloaded for free. Visit www.sermonaudio.com and search on the Banner of Truth. Please join us again next week for the Banner of Truth broadcast.